Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has imposed new economic sanctions against North Korea for its nuclear threat, targeting individuals and businesses that finance trade with Pyongyang's regime. Sanctions were imposed 2 days after Mr. Trump mocked North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in a speech at the United Nations as Rocket Man for his missile test. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke at a special high-level session of the U.N. Security Council.
North Korea may assume that nuclear weapons will ensure the survival of its regime. In truth, nuclear weapons are clearly only leading to greater isolation, ignominy, and deprivation. Continued threats against us, the U.S., and now the entire global community will not create safety for the regime, but will rather stiffen our collective resolve and our commitment to deterring North Korean aggression.
The Security Council has adopted a series of economic sanctions against North Korea, but so far they have not kept Kim from continuing his weapons testing. President Trump has praised Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan as a friend who gets high marks for running a very difficult part of the world. Mr. Trump's praise for the Turkish leader came on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly, despite tensions between the two countries over the conduct of Turkish security officials toward American protesters outside the Turkish embassy in Washington. The deadly Hurricane Maria strengthening as it approaches the Turk and Caicos Islands while continuing to dump heavy rain on Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic. Maria expected to move away from land after striking parts of the Bahamas. This is VOA News. Rescuers continuing efforts to find survivors from the 7.1 earthquake that struck Mexico City Tuesday. VOA's Celia Mendoza reporting.
273 people is the new death toll given by authorities to the public as the efforts to try to find anyone in any of the collapsed building continue. One of the astonished announcements made by one of the members of the rescue teams is that it is not missing child at the collapsed Mexico City school. That has been the focus of most of the efforts as well as the media attention. I'm Celia Mendoza for VOA News from Mexico City.
American and Russian military leaders held unprecedented face-to-face meetings to discuss the increasing tensions around the Islamic State stronghold of Deir ez-Zor in Syria. U.S. Army Colonel Ryan Dillon, the spokesman for the American-led Counter-Islamic State Coalition, told reporters the coalition and Russian officers shared maps and other data on where their forces are battling in the area. Coalition has maintained that it is deconflicting with Russian forces to prevent unintended mishaps in the fight against the Islamic State in Syria. Israel's support of next Monday's independence referendum by Iraqi Kurds is threatening to strain recently restored diplomatic relations with Turkey. Ankara has been condemning the planned vote, warning of severe consequences for the region. We get more now from Dorian Jones in Istanbul.
Israel's backing of Iraqi Kurds' right to self-determination has put it on a collision course with Turkey. Israel has a long tradition of seeing the region's Kurds as a buffer from both Arab and Iranian threats. Aydin Selcem, a former senior Turkish diplomat, says the response by Ankara and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been restrained.
In the government media, there are many articles saying, look, Israel is behind Iraqi Kurdistan independence. But what has to be followed is the practical reaction by Ankara, not what the government media reports.
Analysts warn, if Israel backs its support of the Kurds with action, it will likely further strain relations with Ankara. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
United Nations AIDS Group has announced that producers of generic AIDS drugs would begin making low-cost pills for African AIDS patients with the financial backing of the Bill Gates Charitable Foundation. Foundation will guarantee a minimum number of pill sales. In turn, drug makers have agreed to cap the price of treatment at $75 per patient per year. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.